Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think it's a storm that never ends. We're talking about Sally. It has made landfall in the Mobile area, and the eye has reached shore, so they got like the second half of the part of the storm to go, but it's expected to then trek in a kind of horizontal line around Atlanta and those areas all the way out to the Atlantic Ocean again. And now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news or anything, but they're wondering what's going to happen after he gets out there. I know some storms have already, and nobody says this is going to happen, but some storms have already done that and then made a loop around and come back and taken another shot. Highs of 87 today, maybe a couple of showers, windy as well, and then looking ahead to the weekend, a little bit of a front, I guess. Highs of 89 tomorrow and 87 on Friday, then Saturday, a 20% chance for showers, and all the way through the weekend. Highs Saturday, 84, and then 82 and 82 on Sunday and Monday, which is a lot better than the mid-90s, right? So, presidential election, 48 days away. President Trump last night had a town hall meeting with undecided voters. President Biden had an event in Florida designed to woo, if you will, Hispanic voters. And, well, let's get the latest on it from David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing well, and good luck to you folks with Sally. Hopefully it won't cause any problems.
Well, we are just, and let me just say this, since you brought it up. I was watching Neil Cavuto on Fox News last night, and it's not just Fox. They show a picture of an area out here by Lake Pontchartrain where whenever we get a north wind, even with a cool front, water blows over the seawall, but there's a levee behind it to contain it. That's why it's there. But if you were just to look at this, you would swear New Orleans was being flooded. And I think that's right. Kind of, and I'm not criticizing you at all, David. I just think it's kind of disingenuous of them. But anyway, let's talk about, thank you for your concern. And of course, we still got more of hurricane season left to go. But let's talk about the hurricane season, I guess, that is the presidential election, because it seems to be sneaking up on us, which is hard to believe, given all of the talk about it. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. I was going to say, I live in Minnesota, and starting on Thursday, we actually have early voting for the president of the United States. About 2 weeks ago, North Carolina mailed out the ballots, and so I mentioned this. I know you're saying, 48 or 49 days to go to the election. Mm-hmm. There's actually several states now, including where I live, where the real voting starts like literally just in like 48 hours, and so the election is really here at this point. So we're going to start to see, especially with mail-in voting across many states in the United States, we're going to see it not – the election, yes, is November 3rd, but lots of people are going to be voting over the next 45 to 45 days or so in advance of it too.
That's a great distinction because for them, in essence, the election has already been held and is over and the die has been cast, right? Along those lines, it seems like before Sally nationally knocked mail-in voting off of the front page, that was the big concern, but I don't think anything's happened to change any of that. Where do we stand on mail-in voting with the different suits that have been filed and looking ahead to votes being delivered in a timely manner, processed in a timely manner, et cetera?
Sure. A couple of different things here. One is I think for the most part, yes, there are still some lawsuits out there, but across the United States, the estimates are we're going to see, I've heard up to estimates of 80 million people vote by mail in advance. Now, this And this is going to be across many different states because many states, you know, have, of course, just, you know, basic absentee voting, you know, that you've always had in place before. So we're anticipating, you know, like the largest number of early, votes ever. And depending on what the laws are in those states, some of them are saying have to be postmarked by Election Day. Some saying have to be received by Election Day. So there's a lot of variance there, which means you're going to see state-by-state level, different groups pushing very hard on getting absentees out if they're going to do it. But here's going to be an interesting pattern, and this is something really fascinating to watch down the line. The best evidence so far is that Democrats are Democratic areas, we presume are Democratic areas, are asking for early voting and absentee ballots. People who identify as Republicans are saying, we're going to vote on Election Day, kind of following, you know, the president sort of, poo-pooing or sort of basically saying don't vote by absentee. So we could have an interesting phenomena where we have an incredible number of early votes that have one result and Election Day a different result. And it could be several days with all the ballot counting before we really know who the winner is. And so for people who are hoping that, let's say when they go to bed on November 3rd, they know what the count is, what the winner is, I am incredibly skeptical, and I could see a scenario where Donald Trump wins on Election Day, but by the time you add up all the ballots, we have a different result.
Well, at least that won't cause any trouble. We're going to take a break.
Piece of cake, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, you can text them into the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870. One question I have when we come back is looking ahead to the campaign, I guess, the debate, first one less than 2 weeks away. What is the strategy that each candidate, each camp is employing, and what, in David's opinion, should they be employing? Time for traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Wednesday morning, September the 16th. As we enter part two, and we are less than a week away from the official start of fall, let's hope it begins to feel like that soon. We're talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, getting the latest on the presidential race. Somebody texted in here, David, and said the Electoral College will elect the president, not the popular vote. I don't know if you knew that or not, David, but anyway. And they said that skepticism is fueling fear, but for all intents and purposes, when the votes are cast early January, I think it is, when they meet and cast the votes for the Electoral College, or is it December? Either way, that's
it's
not
December.
What people
it's
watch.
Yeah,
it's December?
Correct.
What they
it's
go
December,
by
correct.
Is what the projections on the states and the road to 272, which is, I believe, the number of electoral votes you need. So when it comes to, is it?
270.
When it comes to strategies that each camp should employ, when it comes to Vice President Biden, he was at a campaign event for Hispanic voters in Florida, and he played a Despacito song on his phone, and the whole thing just appeared terribly clumsy I wouldn't go so far as to say patronizing. It just seemed so blatantly obvious. And then later, a video was released, doctored, that showed him playing an NWA song, Blank the Police.
Yeah.
Is this just the kind of thing we're going to see throughout the campaign now?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is. I mean, we're down to about seven states, including places like Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona. Those are the seven where the candidates are going to spend most of their time, for the next few weeks, because those are the seven that are in play. Because let's be realistic, New York's not in play, California's not in play. Your state, we have a pretty good idea where it's going to vote, et cetera, et cetera. So the balance is in these seven states, and they're going to go to particular counties, talk to particular swing groups, and yeah, they're going to do, what you and I look at and say are particularly awkward and stupid things. And both candidates are going to do this, by before I get yelled at. Biden's going to do some pretty dumb things, like try to make it look like he's cool and play Hispanic music. Trump's probably going to go someplace and try to do something and make it look like, you know, he can ingratiate himself, you know, with some critical group he's identifying with. So bipartisanly, they'll both do stupid things. And we just have to sort of concede that. But yeah, that's what the election is. And so when the person texted in, yeah, it is all about the Electoral College. And the reason why I was saying you still might be wondering what's happening after November 3rd is that, again, in 43 states, we know what's going to happen. It's going to be in these seven states that are so close that it could take several days, if the absentee ballots are still rolling in, to resolve the election. Remember, again, this is we're on the verge of potentially Florida 2000 all over again, but perhaps in several states.
And the difference there, of course, was I guess not that many votes and paper ballots and hanging chads, and you can go Google all of that. Thank you. I appreciate your time, David. We'll talk to you again real soon, all right?
Anytime. See you.
Have a good day, and thank you for your concern about the Hurricane Sally. David Schultz, our guest, professor of political science at Hamline University. When we come back, we're going to talk about this ceremony President Trump had yesterday at the White House about the Middle East, and we're also going to talk about our next guest's book, Why America Can't Have and Doesn't Want.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.